Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. This upcoming Sunday, the Huron County 4-H Council will be sponsoring a 4-H Movie Day at 2 p.m. Again, that's this Sunday, December the 7th, at the Bad Axe Theater featuring Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. A detailed flyer. The 4-H Council is only covering the admission fee for all currently enrolled and approved 4-H members and their parents. Youths must be currently enrolled in 4-H online in order to attend. There are no exceptions. Pre-registration is required to attend this 4-H event by contacting the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, or by emailing virel7@msu.edu with the names of those who would like to attend. Deadline to pre-register is before 4 p.m. this Friday, December the 5th. No registrations will be accepted after 4 p.m. on December the 5th. And in other local and regional news, during the last meeting of the Owendale-Gagetown Public School District, the Board of Education approved some staffing matters. The board approved granting tenure to teacher Alice Hudson. Approval was given to hire Nicole Walters as the Great Start Readiness Program lead teacher, and the board also accepted the resignation of Christy Baker as the athletic director with regrets. After following consideration of the issue, the board also approved declining the 31AA funding based on its current language conditions of receiving the funds, but with the option of revisiting the decision later on because the language conditions may change. Some other schools have also joined a lawsuit regarding 31AA and the way it's currently worded. The board also approved the resolution to repeal NEOLA policies and replace them with policies from THERN. NEOLA is an acronym for New Educational Opportunities for Learning and Advancement, and provides school districts with a complete service for developing and updating board bylaws and policies, administrative guidelines, procedures, forms, staff handbooks, and student handbooks in an electronic and printed format. And then THERN is now basically providing the same service, so some schools are choosing to change to that service instead. The school district also approved participating with the Huron Intermediate School District and other Huron County school districts in advertising to accept school of choice students. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
We are Mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is citing the, quote, fog of war in defending a follow-up strike on an alleged drug-carrying boat in the Caribbean Sea in early September. During Tuesday's cabinet meeting at the White House, Hegseth said he did not see any survivors in the water, saying the boat, quote, exploded in fire. He went on to say he, quote, didn't stick around for the remainder of the mission following the initial strike, and said that the admiral in charge made the right call in ordering what he said, quote, hey, he had complete authority to do. Lawmakers have opened investigations following a Washington Post report that Hegseth himself verbally issued an order to, quote, kill everybody on the boat. And in other national and international news, federal authorities are preparing an immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota, focusing especially on Somali immigrants living unlawfully in the United States. The operation, which could soon begin, targets people in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area with final deportation orders. This move follows President Donald Trump's rhetoric about the Somali community, which has heightened tensions. The president said on Tuesday that he does not want Somali immigrants in the United States because, quote, they contribute nothing. Minnesota has the largest Somali community in the nation. Many fled the civil war in Somalia and were drawn to the state's welcoming programs. At the time, community leaders worry that the operation may lead to the arrests of U.S. citizens as well as any others who are lacking legal status. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, December the 2nd of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.